Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. The setting of this passage of Scripture is our commitment to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:2. This law has made us free from the law of sin and death. We have chosen to be spiritually minded, which provides the blessings of life and peace. Rather than being spiritually dead, we are spiritually alive in Christ Jesus. We thereby become children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together, Romans 8:17. This life guarantees that our mortal body will be delivered from the bondage of corruption, which means that the body dies and corrupts, but the spiritual life is delivered into the glorious liberty of the children of God. This is our hope due to the truth that there is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We have this hope of this future expectation by which we are saved, as the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, Romans 8:4. As we walk according to the Spirit, we live by the rules of the Spirit. This life which we give to the keeping of God will provide the working of all things for our good. The whole scheme of the Christian life in Christ will work for the good of the Christian. The Spirit will help our infirmities and make intercession for us in prayer. Our choice of trust and commitment has placed us in a relationship with God where all things will work together for our good. Trust in God is the key to this successful, productive life in Christ, where our end will be eternal glory. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:31, 32. Paul concludes with the things that could cause a problem, but determines, because of God's working in Him, all of these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us, Romans 8:37. There is no circumstance of life that can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:39. This is a chapter of Scripture that offers the promise of God to His children that trust in Him will bring to them the blessings that He has promised. The wise counselor gave sound advice all of those years ago. That is the rich wisdom that we must have to live for all things to work together for our good. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.